2. Assessment. Part 1. Assessment can inform effective care planning to support young people and those involved in their care throughout the withdrawal process. The purpose of assessment. The purpose of assessment in relation to withdrawal care is to establish rapport with the young person and set the foundations for continuing care. Provide the young person with information about withdrawal care, treatment options, and post-withdrawal support. Clarify the young person's goals in relation to their substance use. Gain necessary information about the young person, for example, support people, legal or child protection issues, previous treatment experiences, mental health issues. Identify any potential risks that may arise during withdrawal care as a result of physical withdrawal or psychosocial issues, for example, self-injury. Clarify the preferences and specific requirements of the young person so as to plan the most suitable withdrawal option. Comprehensive assessment is enhanced by respectful engagement and clear communication, where a young person and those involved in their care participate in decision-making processes regarding their care prior to and during withdrawal, their motivation and commitment is enhanced. Key components of an assessment for withdrawal care. Nature and extent of the young person's substance use. Christie and Temperton suggest that young people who have been using substances on a daily basis for 6 weeks or longer are more likely to have a high level of dependence and therefore experience withdrawal symptoms. A significant dependence on alcohol would generally take approximately 6 months to develop. A significant dependence on cannabis, opiates, and amphetamines can take as little as 1 month. Communication. A clear information exchange between the young person and the clinician, respecting the young person's choice as well as clinical judgment. A detailed description of the young person's rights and responsibilities and access to grievance procedures. A clear explanation of protocols regarding confidentiality, including concerns regarding harm to themselves and/or others. Establishing the withdrawal care relationship between the young person and the clinician. Risk factors. Biopsychosocial. A substance use history detailing daily quantity and frequency of use, including the young person's account of potency, route of administration, length of time used, changes in patterns of use, all other substances tried in the past, polydrug use. Underlying co-occurring physical and mental health conditions. Suicide risk assessment, self-injury assessment, domestic or family violence, child protection issues, identifying psychosocial factors that may present barriers to achieving the young person's goals. Planning. Young person's goals of withdrawal. Service setting matching. Pre-admission planning to identify opportunities for support and intervention where withdrawal care is not immediately possible. Establishing an appropriate withdrawal plan with the young person, including management of withdrawal syndrome, potential triggers for anxiety, self-injury, anger, etc., and coping strategies. Establishing an appropriate exit plan that ensures the young person's safety. Identifying linkages that could offer post-withdrawal support.